All right. Hey, Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the weekend. It's Friday evening, the 28th of July, 2023. It's almost coming to the end. I don't know. Y'all ever have a challenging week, a challenging day, a challenging month? It seems like that way. It's been that way with me for a while now. And, you know, you look up, you wake up, and you say, what am I going to do about it? And the answer is sometimes the only answer you have is you got to keep marching, you got to keep going. You know, you sign up to do what I do. I have a day job as well, but you sign up to do what I do. And sometimes it's a bit of a challenge, I have to tell you. I listened to a great podcast the other day by somebody else entirely. I would encourage you to look it up. It's called The Stone Choir. And I imagine he's referring biblically to Jesus Christ. The Pharisees, the Jews, were complaining, oh, Jesus, don't let these children say these wonderful things about you. And Jesus said, hey, if they don't say this, the stones will cry out. So I'm guessing that that's where he came. His name's Corey Mailer. Highly recommend it. It's called, the one I listened to was called The Big Lie. And I put a link to that on my Gab account. So if you go to gab.com, cybertext, you can listen to that. I woke up this morning thinking about, you know, I don't know if I actually call it my favorite subject or my least favorite subject, because it's a subject, a topic that I can't get away from. You know, it's some people choose what they're going to do, and other people things, they are chosen for something. And when I talk about the topic that I talk about the most, it's like I've been chosen to talk about this. By whatever means that means, these are the things I talk about. And it's certainly not of any bad experiences for me personally that have affected me from a certain people. It's not because I had ancestors that were this or that or some book I read. What radicalized me is absolutely 110% the Holy Scriptures. It's the Holy Scriptures that radicalized me. It's the Holy Scriptures that made me wake up and say, oh, my goodness gracious, I can't believe this. Well, it's right there. It's right there in black and white. And it's been a journey. It's been quite a journey for the last couple of years. You know, I don't know that anybody wakes up and said, you know, I want to do something and spit in the eye of a raging bull, a mad cat that's going to start scratching you everywhere. And in some senses, that's what it's felt like. You know, it's just the mad cat that just wants to scratch your eyeballs out. But I'm a thinker. I'm a deep thinker. And my initial foray into the subject matter that I talk a lot about came from a deep concern about my own race, the white race. A deep concern about the white race. Now, some people will be offended about that. I don't care. Why you were offended by white people is something that I can't help you with. If you are, fine. If you have biblical reasons, fine. I have scriptural reasons for why I talk about what I talk about. And in many ways, I think in the 20th century, 21st century now, we have invented boogeymen that we've talked about. Especially those of us on the political right, you know, it's the Marxists, it's the communists, it's cultural Marxism, it's the Frankfurt School, it's the Democrat Party, it's the Rhinos, it's the Republican Party, it's public schools, it's the movies, it's Hollywood, it's whatever. And so, you know, it's so-and-so, such and such a person. And we talk about all these things, but we never get to the heart of the matter. And that is a big problem that we have. We never get to the heart of the matter. We're never able to say, this is the heart of evil. And the closest we'll go is these tag words. Oh, it's the Marxist, it's the communist, it's the atheist, it's the homosexual. And in the Christian church, it's the devil, it's the devil, it's the devil, it's unbelief, it's atheism, it's the devil. And I take it a step further. I said, well, you know, Satan doesn't act apart from mankind any more than the Almighty does. Let me just throw that at you. You try this on for size, you chew on it, you think about this. But the Almighty, when the Almighty does something on earth, he does it through men. He does it through people. Even salvation is through a man, Jesus Christ, who's also God in the flesh. But salvation came through the offspring of Eve, not the offspring of Adam. The offspring of Eve, we've talked about that a bit. So all the good that God has done in the world, he's done through men. Even his son, Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man. Jesus Christ is the creator, yet he's fully a man. He's fully man. He's the second Adam. And as we know, as God has used men from Adam to Abel to Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all the prophets, Jesus Christ, the disciples, the apostles, the church. He works through men. Is there a Holy Spirit? Yes, there's a Holy Spirit. Are there angels? Yes, there are angels. But he works through people. And Satan's the same way. When Satan comes down, he's in the garden. He manifests, he embodies himself, not in the image of God, because there's problems there with that, but in the image of a serpent, a snake, a wise creature. He speaks through the serpent. And his number one goal is to reach a human being so he can operate in the realm of mankind. So he reaches Eve. He reached Eve. He got a hold of Eve, built fellowship with Eve, convinced Eve, deceived Eve. And through Eve, the whole world fell into corruption. Adam followed. There's probably a podcast or two in that on why Adam followed. Literally, Eve was his mate. Literally, Eve came out of his side. He was not whole without her, which leads to all kinds of interesting theological questions regarding the nature of Christ and the bride of Christ. It's wonderful beyond imagination what the Almighty has in store for us. But the devil's always worked through people. He worked through Cain. Remember, Jesus Christ said to the Jews, you are of your father, the devil. You do the works of your father. You do the desires of your father. He was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And we see right in the beginning, Cain becomes a murderer. And he lied to Eve. He deceived Eve. Later on, we see how we have, of course, the offspring of Cain and that evil line there. We have Nimrod, who stood up and defied the Almighty God, led mankind into rebellion against God, and said, listen, God has told us to spread out. We're not going to spread out. We're going to be one race, one people. No nations, no borders. The same themes resonate today in 2023. And he built Babylon in defiance of the Almighty God, just like we're building a new Babylon in defiance of God today in 2023. Nothing's new. It all comes around. And he works through people. He worked through Judas Iscariot. Did the devil tempt Jesus Christ? Sure, the devil tempted Jesus Christ. Didn't work. But he works through Jesus Iscariot. He works through today, he works through the people that call themselves Jews. We can have a long conversation about whether they're Jews or not, but Jesus Christ said, hey, he was talking to the Christian church, the European Christian church, the white Christian church, Revelation 2 and Revelation chapter 3. And he says, listen, these people that call themselves Jews, I know they're blasphemy. I know the trouble they cause. I said, they're not even real Jews. They're false Jews. They're the synagogue of Satan. Someday, I'm gonna make them bow down before you and grovel at your feet. Revelation 3:9. Make them know that I have loved you. They are not the promised people. The Christians are the promised people. The prophet said, he said very clearly, he said, listen, I'm going to make your name a curse, Jew. Your name is going to be a curse, and I'm going to change the name of my people to something else. He does it in Acts chapter 11. I'll get to the specific verse in a minute, but he said the believers are first called Christians in Antioch. That's the new name. for God's chosen people. It's Christians. It's not Jew. Now, this goes against decades and decades and decades of indoctrination and training. I've had to overcome literally decades of training and indoctrination, both from the world and from the church. I think Satan's done a good job of indoctrinating the world. I think he's done a great job of indoctrinating the church. Tell the church a lie about who the Jews are. Contradicting, literally contradicting explicitly in writing what Jesus Christ said. And we know how they do it. We know how they did it. It's the same thing that the Jews did. They said, we don't like what was written, so they have their traditions of men that they overwrote the written word of God with. It's the same old trick. And the evangelical church has been sucked right into that. But you're not going to defeat evil in this world unless you go to the source of that evil. And this is serious stuff. I realize it's serious, and I realize why the Jews don't like me. I got it. I'm just warming up, though. I'm just starting on this crusade. Oh, he said the crusade word. They have so mind-warped the world that we're terrified. It's a national, it's an international religion. You can't speak against the Jews. You can't say the Jews have all the power. You can't say the Jews have a lot of power. Can't say the Jews are rich. You can't say the Jews are evil. You can't say anything bad about the Jews. They're just a persecuted minority that happened to run the world. Satan offered Jesus Christ all the riches and power of the world. He says, I'll give it all to you. See all the glory of the kingdom? See all the kingdoms, all the power and all the glory, all the wealth, all the riches. He says, I'll give it all to you. Just bow down and worship me. I'll give it all to you. Jesus said, forget it. He says, look, it's in my power to give it to whomever I wish. I can give this to anybody I wish. Who do you think he gave it to? Who do you think Satan gave it to? He gave it to the people that call themselves Jews. That's why Jesus Christ said, you're of your father, the devil. You're of your father, the devil. You're a synagogue of Satan. He gave the power and the wealth to the Jews. They're less than 2% of America. But you figure out who's running the Federal Reserve, which is a private bank. It's always been run by a Jew. The head of the Federal Reserve has been a Jew for 100 years, over 110 years now. Goldman Sachs, what do you think is Goldman Sachs? Jewish? But even saying this, even noting this, I'm violating the greatest taboo in America. You can't notice things. You're not supposed to notice anything. Epstein was a Jew. Well, you can't notice it. To notice that is anti-Semitic. Mayorkas is a Jew. You can't notice it's anti-Semitic. Three out of the nine Supreme Court justices were Jews until Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Well, you can't notice that. That's anti-Semitic to notice. Yeah, I mean, you know, then it gets ridiculous. You know, you can't notice who does the crimes in major cities. San Francisco, they said, we're not going to do any more videos of all the crimes to try to solve these crimes because it's only... Basically, it's only the black people doing this. So we live in a world that denies reality. And we've been brainwashed into this. Now, how do you get out of being brainwashed? The Holy Scriptures, that's it. Have you noticed that, listen again, a good, great podcast the other day. 11 out of the 12 major concentration camps in the Soviet Union, their gulags were run by Jews. Secret police run by Jews. Karl Marx's ancestors were Jews, hated Jesus Christ. And so when Paul comes along, and he warned us years ago, 2,000 years ago, he said, look, the Jews, they murdered Jesus Christ, they murdered the prophets, they've driven us out, the preachers of the gospel, they've driven us out, and they're hostile to all mankind. Now, if you want to solve the problems in the world, if you want to build a better world, you need to go to the Holy Scriptures and find out what is right and what is wrong and who the enemy is. And it's very, very clear from the Holy Scriptures that the enemies are these people who call themselves Jews, whose father is the devil, John 8:44, and who make up a synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9 or Revelation 3:9. Historically, if you look at the actions of these people who call themselves Jews, but are not, but are liars and are a synagogue of Satan, they've had a very, very bad influence on Europe and by extension on the world. Where does Marxism come? It comes from the Jews who advocated and pushed the Russian Revolution, the Marxist Revolution. The Jews did. You've heard of cultural Marxism. You've heard of critical theory. Who invented that? The Jews did. Now, I'm not telling you this to incite hatred or disgust for the Jews. I've been talking to you for 2.5 years now about what the Holy Scriptures say about the Jews. Now, you can marry up what you see the Jews doing and compare it to the Holy Scriptures. Don't even take history as your guide. But you can take these ideas that I'm talking about, the Frankfurt School, critical theory, classical Marxism, the mass murder of whites and Christians in Russia by the Jews who ran the gulags and who had the policy of starvation in the Ukraine, which is going on again, by the way, this war. Who wants this war? It's not the whites. It's not the Christians that want this war. Who wants this war? Zelensky, the Jew. But if you can put these accusations, which I'm making, in a biblical context, maybe you can stomach them. If your foundation is what Jesus Christ said, if your foundation is what Paul said, and then somebody comes along and says, hey, these people are liars, man. They're liars, and they're against everybody. They're against all mankind. This is what they do. This is how they've done it. Here's some examples, historical examples. You can say, how do I judge whether or not that accusation is true or not? Well, how about starting in the Holy Scriptures and say, okay, here's what Jesus Christ said. They're the children of the devil, and they're a synagogue of Satan. Holy Scripture calls them hostile to all mankind. Esther, the book of Esther, is a warning to the whole world about Jews. It's a playbook for the Jews and a warning to the world about the Jews. The book of Acts is a warning to the world about the Jews and a warning to the church about the Jews. And it's a playbook of how the Jews operate. You blackmail people. The Jews blackmailed Pontius Pilate. You bribe people. The Jews bribed the guards when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. You stir up the rabble. You stir up the worthless men in the marketplace, which the Jews did in the Gospels and the book of Acts. You win the political leaders to your side and the rich people over to your side as they do their thing, book of Acts. And then you stand back and say, okay, I can look at, 200 years, 400 years, 1,000 years of Christian history with the Jews, and it's like, oh my God, now it makes sense. And I'm telling you, this is a message for the preachers. You want to protect your flock from Satan. You got to protect them from the children of Satan. You want to protect your flock, you got to protect them from the synagogue of Satan. And you can't mince words. Jesus Christ, he said, look, you're ashamed of me. You're ashamed of my words? I'll be ashamed of you. And the Jews have been ever doing everything they can to start a new religion called Judeo-Christianity. Get that squeaky little guy on AM radio, Jewish last name. Every other word, oh, Judeo-Christian. He's a liar. He's a liar and a deceiver. Okay, this is their project. Be convinced the Jews are good people and they're the salt of the earth and that they're God's chosen people. Never say a word against a Jew, ever. Don't you dare ever say a word against a Jew. Imagine if Jesus Christ spoke today, he'd be on the ADL's hit list too. Which gets to my point, preacher. How come you're not on the ADL's hit list? If the Jews hated Jesus Christ, and they did, and they murdered him, why don't they hate you? All right. That's my introduction. Let me give you a few biblical facts. I'm going to read you. I'm going to post this up at bloodandfaith.com. Pastors, and I mean this. I mean this with all my heart. You have to warn your congregation. Satan is the deceiver of nations. He deceives nations, and he deceives the church. He deceived Eve before she fell. Revelation 18:4, that Jesus Christ, he warns the church. He said, you need to get out of that whore. You get out of her. Get out of her, lest you share in her plagues. Get out of that whore. The great whore, the false wife, the false chosen one. He's guilty of the blood of the prophets and the witnesses of Jesus Christ. There's only one group of people that fits that description. You go read, and the Bible interprets the Bible. Who fits the description of you know, who murdered the prophets? Acts chapter 7, Stephen tells you. Acts or Matthew chapter 23, Jesus Christ tells you. He's speaking to the Jews. Oh, but we're smarter than Jesus Christ. The Word of God doesn't apply anymore. Acts doesn't apply anymore. Matthew doesn't apply anymore. The words of Jesus Christ are, you know, that was just for that. It doesn't apply anymore. Okay, this is the road to hell. Not only for you, but for your congregation. Pastors, you got to warn your church that the Jews are the deceivers' representatives on the earth. Telling people that today's Jews are God's chosen is a lie. It's a lie from the Jews and from their father, the devil. The Jews, like their father, come to steal and kill and to deceive. And you read the writings of the Jews, they will tell you this. They're open about it. They will tell you this. Go read their Talmud. It's not a secret if you're willing to fight the Antichrist, or are you afraid of the Antichrist? You cannot believe the children of the deceiver. You cannot believe them. These modern Jews are not even real Jews. Jesus called them liars in the synagogue of Satan. Christians are the chosen people of God. Most modern Jewry, not saying all, but most modern Jewry are descendants of people who converted to the Talmud, making them twice the sons of the hell as the Pharisees were 2,000 years ago. That's what Jesus Christ said in Matthew 23:15. Even that old snake, Herod, listen to this. He was from a line of converts. His ancestors were from Esau, whom God hated. His ancestors converted to the Talmud. Herod. Evil man. Evil man. How much more the Khazarians? Jews are literally Antichrist. 1 John 2:22. The definition of Antichrist is to reject the Father and the Son. If you don't have the Son, you do not have the Father. You need to warn your congregation against worshiping this Antichrist. They're literally worshiping the Antichrist. We'll give the Antichrist anything he wants. We want money. Oh, you'll send money. I'm going to send money to Israel. I'm going to go on pilgrimages to Israel. Oh, we're going to tell our congressman anything Israel wants, you give it to him. Oh, the Jews are God's chosen people. No, they're Satan's chosen people. Here's some facts. Jews are murderers and liars like their father, the devil, John 8:44. Jews are a synagogue of Satan, Revelation 3:9 and Revelation 2:9. Jews are hostile to all mankind, 1 Thessalonians 2:15. Jews do not believe in Moses, John 5:45. All these will be up on the podcast notes and up at bloodandfaith.com. Judas Iscariot was a true Jew. He's the only one of the 12 that was a true Jew. The rest were Galileans. Judas Iscariot alone came from a town of Kerith in southern Judea. He was a traitor. Judas Iscariot is a traitor because he sided with the Jews. The biblical definition of treason is siding with the Jews. Many preachers and pastors, like Judas Iscariot, called, chosen, praying for the sick, casting out devils, preaching the gospel, have joined a fraternity of Jesus Christ because they side with the Jews. The apostles were Galilean. They said they're Galileans. The angels testify to this. He says, oh, Galileans. He didn't say, oh, Jews. He said, oh, Galileans. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Acts chapter 2, verse 7. They were Galileans. Nobody called them Jews. Nobody called them Jews. Even Peter shows up. He said, we know you're with him because you're a Galilean like him. I mean, you speak different. You're not one of us. You ain't a Jew like us. Christians call Jesus a Jew not to honor Jesus Christ. They do it to grovel before the Jews. That's the God's truth. Jesus Christ is literally the Son of God. All biblical genealogy is patrilineal. There's no such thing as a matrilineal design in the line of descent in the Holy Scriptures. You know who claim matrilineal line of descent? Jews do. It's a Jewish thing to say your Judy, your Jewish nature comes down through the mother. That is literally an inversion. That's literally what Satan does. He inverts, pushing matrilineal line of descent as well as tranism and homosexuality. It's always an inversion. God the Father is not a Jew. God is not a Jew. God the Father is not a Jew. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Why do you call him a Jew? The Bible is patrilineal. David and Jesus both acknowledged that the Lord, read Matthew chapter 22, verses 42 through 45. Jesus brought this up himself. He said, hey guys, let me just set the scene for you. How does David in the Spirit say, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit here at the right my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstools for your feet? How can he be his son if he's his Lord? Jesus Christ said that. That's not Fritz coming up with a theological argument. Jesus Christ came up. Jesus Christ said, hey, how can I be David's son if David called me Lord? And y'all are going out there trying to we want the Jews to love us. And they hate your guts. They lie to you, they deceive you, and they manipulate you. Jesus Christ is a Nazarene. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Jesus is a Galilean. He's called the Galilean. Nowhere in the Scriptures does it say Jesus is a Jew. Jesus the Jew. No, it's Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus the Galilean. The Jews utterly disowned him. The Jews hated his guts and disowned him. He said, you're born of fornication. Aren't we saying the truth when you're a Samaritan? They did not accept him as their own. It's a modern conceit from the Christians because they've been cudgeled into guilt and shame by Satan. Let's make Satan happy. Let's make his children happy by calling Jesus a Jew. They don't do this to honor Jesus Christ. They don't do it to honor Jesus Christ. Why do you defer to man? Why do you want friendship with the world? Don't you know to make friendship with the world, especially those who call themselves Jews, makes yourself at enmity with God, James 4:4? Jesus was hated by the Jews. John chapter 7. John 7:19, John 8:40. Jesus rejected Jewish tradition, Matthew 15, 1 through 9. John the Baptist, he called the Jews a brood of vipers, Matthew 3, 7. What does it mean to be a brood of vipers? It means to be the seed of the serpent, Genesis 3, 15. Jesus Christ called the Jews a brood of vipers, Matthew 12, 34. This isn't some random curse word. He's literally calling them the seed of the serpent. Jesus Christ and John the Baptist literally called the Jews the seed of the serpent. Genesis 3:15. We live in a world run by the Antichrist. It's not coming. It's here. And the deception is huge. You need to warn your church. You need to warn your congregation. Moses was not a Jew. Hello, hello. Moses was not a Jew. Moses will accuse the Jews on the judgment day. John chapter 5, verse 45. Moses himself will accuse the Jews on the judgment day. Abraham was not a Jew. Isaac was not a Jew. Jacob was not a Jew. Israel, the patriarch, Jacob was renamed by Jesus Christ. And his new name is Israel. He was not a Jew. All the patriarchs and all the prophets worshipped Jesus Christ. Oh, they worship God the Father. No, they worship Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is very clear. No man has seen the Father. He said it over and over and over. Nobody's seen the Father. Nobody's seen the Father. No man has seen the Father. Only the only begotten, only him who came out of the bosom of the Father, which was himself. He says, no man has seen the Father. Well, who did Abraham talk to? Who did Israel wrestle with? Who gave Moses the Ten Commandments? When Isaiah says, I saw the Lord. When Isaiah says, I saw the Lord. Who was he talking to? If he wasn't talking to the God the Father, he was talking to Jesus Christ. All the patriarchs and all the prophets were Christians. They served Jesus Christ. They saw Jesus Christ. They knew Jesus Christ. They spoke with him. The Jews rejected Moses. They rejected the prophets. They rejected the Son of the King. Parable of the Vineyard. They rejected, the king sent his son. They won't take my servants. This is Matthew chapter 21. They won't accept him. They won't accept him. I'll send my son. And they murdered the son of the king. They threw him out of the city. Threw him outside of the walls. They murdered him in Golgotha. You're not even good enough to be murdered inside this city. They took him out of the city and they murdered him. And Jesus Christ said, I'm going to take the care of the kingdom away from you. I'm going to give it to a different ethnos, a different ethnic group. Matthew chapter 21. The Jews are the whore, the false wife, the adulteress, Ezekiel 16, Revelation 18. This whore is drunk with the blood of the Christian saints, Revelation 17, verse 6. The name of God's chosen people are Christian, not Jew. Acts 11, 26 and Isaiah 65, 15. The Jews murdered the prophets and Jesus Christ. Matthew 23, 31 through 33, Acts 7, verse 52. The Jews murder Christians. They have from the very beginning, starting with Abel. Oh, but Cain wasn't a Jew. Okay, fine. He was of the evil one. Cain was of the evil one. His line goes back a long way. Who murders the Christians? Go read the Gospels. Go read the book of Acts. Go read the Revelation. Go read Peter and go read John. Go read Hebrews. Some were sawn in two. Who murders the Christians? According to the Holy Scriptures, it's the Jews. The Jews will continue to murder Christians and the white race. Oh, you can't say that. That's racist. Why do you adopt Satan's morality? Why do you adopt Satan's morality? We're so brainwashed, even in the church. Well, you can't prefer one race over the other. Why not? Jesus Christ did. He said, I didn't come for y'all to the Samaritan woman. I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Oh, no, so you're going to call Jesus a racist? I don't know what to do for you. He had a promised race. We are a holy race. We're a holy race. Well, everybody's the same now. Everybody's the same. Based on Ephesians. I've talked about that. We're all one in Christ. Jew, Gentile, slave, free, male, female. Okay, fine. I assume you only have one bathroom these days, right? You just have a unisex bathroom? You're probably marrying men and probably marrying women together because you take that to its logical limit. You build a theology on something that had no intention of building a theology on that. You twist it like Satan does. We are way deep into this American-made anti-Christ religion called Judeo-Christian. It's from Satan, and it's from his children. And we can't even say what Jesus Christ said. We don't even have the courage or the faith to say what Jesus Christ said. Siding with the Jews has been the biblical definition of treason since Judas Iscariot. This is the faith. Warn your congregation. Warn them. Wake them up. Does this mean that there's going to be hell to pay? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. Oh, yeah, you're going to pay. Your congregation's going to pay. But I'd rather have them pay in this life than to follow a bunch of blind guides around and end up in the pit. FritzBergen, bloodandfaith.com.